VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. French police are hunting for the gunman who opened fire near the world-famous Christmas market in the center of Strasbourg on Tuesday night, leaving at least four people dead and 11 wounded. Police say the suspect also may have been wounded during a shootout with officers. He fled the scene. The gunman was on a watch list of suspected extremists and was also wanted for questioning in connection with a robbery. Police say the gunman deliberately targeted civilians rather than soldiers who were patrolling the area. One witness told reporters that one of those killed was a tourist from Thailand who was shot in the head. A gunman opened fire inside a cathedral in Campinas, Brazil, Tuesday, killing five people and wounding four others before killing himself. Police say closed-circuit television footage shows the suspect entering the church and sitting in a chair for a while before standing up and then firing. Police have not released the name of the gunman. Church officials say they don't recognize him and have no idea what his motive could have been. Campinas is about 100 kilometers north of Sao Paulo. Afghan officials say a suicide car bombing Tuesday hit a security forces convoy in the capital, Kabul, killing at least 13 people and injuring nine others. An Interior Ministry spokesman confirmed the casualty count and told VOA that security personnel and civilians were among the victims. The Taliban quickly took responsibility, said the attack was aimed at a joint convoy of American military trainers and their Afghan partners. Both sides in the peace talks on Yemen have agreed to swap more than 15,000 prisoners by mid-January. The International Committee of the Red Cross will oversee the prisoner swap. This is VOA News. At the White House Tuesday, there was a very open discussion between Democratic leaders and President Trump about the budget and border security. House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi and Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer engaged in a vigorous debate with the president. Six times, Mr. Trump threatened to shut down the government.
Yes, if we don't get what we want, one way or the other, whether it's through you, through a military, through anything you want to call, I will shut down the government.
Okay, absolutely. Fair enough.
And I am proud, and I'll tell you what,
I
am proud to shut down the government for border security, Chuck, because the people of this country don't want criminals and people that have lots of problems and drugs pouring into our country. So I will take the mantle. I will be the one to shut it down. I'm not going to blame you for it. The last time you shut it down, it didn't work. I will take the mantle of shutting down.
That is
and I'm going to shut it down for border security.
The debate became even more bitter after that.
We're coming in good faith to negotiate with you about how we can keep the government open.
We're going to keep it open
American,
if we have border security.
If we don't have
border security,
I'm with you.
We're not going to keep it open.
I'm with you. We are going to have border security.
And it's the same
effective
word. You're bragging about what has been done. But we want to do the same thing we did last year, this year. That's our proposal. If it's good then, it's good now, and it won't shut down the government.
Chuck, we can build a
but
much
that's it.
Bigger
Let's debate in private.
President Trump says he would intervene in the case against the Chinese telecom executive Meng Wanzhou if it means reaching a trade deal with China. China, that is. He told the Reuters news agency, "Whatever's good for the country, I would do. If I think it's good for what will certainly be the largest trade deal ever made, what's good for national security, I would certainly intervene if I thought it was necessary." Meantime, a former Canadian ambassador to China, Michael Kovrig, has been arrested in China for reasons that are unclear. He's currently the Northeast Asia Senior Advisor for the International Crisis Group, which researches peaceful solutions to global conflicts. Jamal Khashoggi is among a group of journalists who have been named Time Magazine's Person of the Year on Tuesday. The publication recognizes a person or group of people who most influenced the news and world affairs over the past year, for better or for worse. The editor-in-chief of the magazine announced that Khashoggi and others are called the Guardians and the Against the War on Truth. Khashoggi was killed in early October by Saudis in their consulate in Istanbul. The other guardians are the staff of the Capital Gazette in Annapolis, Maryland, a newspaper where five members were killed in a mass shooting at the office in June. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.